Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're looking at what happens when things don't go our way, particularly in relation to the plans that we make. Forward thinking is a really, really important thing. Having goals, working towards something, having a variety of goals from short term to long term can be all really, really important steps that we need to take in order to create the type of life that we want for ourselves. But it's also true that we live in uncertain times and we live in uncertain futures, and having some best laid plans doesn't always mean that that is the picture that we have for ourselves or that we end up with. In fact, it's quite common for things that are outside of our ability to be in control that have a massive influence in just what we do and what we can do. So we're looking at this in this segment about, you know, what we can do when things don't necessarily match our plan for the future. And the first step is to try and be as flexible as possible. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that really resilient people are quite flexible and have the ability to forward think but not be too invested in a particular picture for the future. And that allows them the flexibility to roll with whatever punches life throws at them, to adapt to whatever circumstances they find themselves in, and to keep moving forward even if the picture for the future is changed by that process. So my first step on how to do that is to try and stay as focused as possible on the future. And when we encounter something that maybe throws a spanner in our works, refocusing on the goal and maybe doing a little bit of reappraisal can be a really, really important way to be able to keep moving forward. When it comes to that reappraisal, sometimes we have to change our goals. Sometimes life asks us to reframe our goal activity and to invent a new one. So sometimes we have to go back to the drawing board and actually consider whether the same goal is even feasible. If it's not, or if life has thrown up something that means that particular goal is now less than feasible, then any energy we throw towards trying to make that a reality is probably not going to be a great investment. So there may actually be, however, a new opportunity arrive, a new goal, a slightly different goal that is a lot more achievable and we can work towards. And what a lot of really flexible and resilient people describe is that by going through this process, life often offers them an unexpected gift, and they're able to actually work towards a life that they hadn't been able to picture in their goal setting previously. Because it's true, we can think forward, we can have a plan for the future, but we can't know everything, and sometimes we can't even know what possibilities might be there for us. And if we're able to adapt and be flexible in our goal setting, we may actually end up with a much better life than we'd actually planned for, and a much better picture than we'd originally had. And so, you know, one area of life where this can commonly happen is in our jobs and occupations. And what I would suggest is that, you know, where that does occur, that may represent an opportunity to move into a similar role somewhere else, or to even go back and have a look at what your skills and learn some more about yourself by understanding your skills and where they may be applicable in other contexts. And you may actually find yourself in an even more rewarding and incredible position. So, roll with the punches this week with Mind Games.